It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hello, kiddies. This is your Ghoulie, the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio with the host Mikey Bones, Rob Humphrey, and Kat Valor. What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
It is happening and going and all kinds of things. We are back. We have a Patreon pick this week. These are always super interesting.
Now, I had a question about this. Is this the patrons' pick for the Christmas or is that next week? What are we doing that?
Why do you make me take these ones?
It's the Christmas Rob. Come on.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
It's not the Christmas nor none of those things. Well, we got bleeps galore to start. Yeah, we're less than a minute in.
You named the thing, right?
No, I didn't name it that.
Oh, well, somebody named it that. Maybe it was me.
But it was 100% you. I named the banger off. That's all I had.
I feel like when you named something the banger off, you had to know what was coming. So this is your fault. But I didn't know. Like, I got confused because I know that they've got their pick coming up, but I didn't think it was this one. But then this one is kind of Christmassy, so I was kind of on the fence. Like, I didn't know.
A little bit. This was, we'll get into all the picks and stuff later. This one was won by Aggie. It is kind of coming off of the Thanksgiving episode, Thanksgiving that just passed. So, you know, we kind of have like two Thanksgiving picks in a row, kind of sort of a little bit.
Yeah. I was going to say, I argue that this is like as much of a, I didn't talk about it last week, but a lot of the premise of Thanksgiving is actually about Black Friday, and I feel kind of the opposite about this, so I'm like, I feel like it's very much a Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah, but it also kind of a Christmas movie, because at some point they're wearing Santa hats.
Yeah, do feel like you can start doing on Black Friday. Black Friday has become kind of its own holiday, but day after Thanksgiving, you can get into the Christmas season if you want. Yeah. I won't stop you.
I would argue that Black Friday has become less of its own holiday recently with everything going online and stuff. It's not nearly as fun as it used to be.
That's true, because we do have like a full week now. We've got like the Cyber Monday. And
I was getting emails and stuff for like Walmart's like, Black Friday is deals start November 15th. And I was like, that's not Black. Well, no, that's just a deal. That's not a Black Friday deal. It's just a deal. What are you doing? So, yeah, I feel like Black Friday sort of lost its sheen. The pandemic really killed it.
Yeah, but nonetheless, this wasn't
their pick, like their Christmas movie pick.
No, that'll be towards the end of the month. We do have our, yeah, and they get theirs early again. So let me look at a calendar because I'm dumb. So this comes out this week. So we'll have a week next week will be just like a regular pick that we want. And then I believe it's a Patreon pick and then our Christmas movie pick. And yeah, we'll see which one. We're known for losing these things. I still don't remember exactly how last year's went, but
we lost.
We're known for losing.
I don't remember what anybody picked, but I feel like we picked one that none of us had seen and it was really bad. And they picked, I don't remember though. I'd have to go back and look, but I'm pretty sure they won.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But we'll see what happens this year.
Not the case with the banger off though. They dropped the ball on that. The
banger off? Yeah. All right, so we do have a text message to get to shortly. That is read by Ghostface, quote unquote. And we have drink roll call to get to. And when we discuss the episode, the movie for this week's episode, we will go over all the picks that did and did not make it because Rob doesn't know how to work Patreon. So drink roll call. What are you guys drinking?
I have been drinking rum and Diet Pepsi for quite a while now.
I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with an old classic. One of my favorite drinks, too. It's simple. It's to the point, but it's always a dub, which is why I love it. Like, if you go to a new bar or whatever, and, like, you know, it's just, they're not really known for their drinks, especially like a restaurant. This is a very safe pick, and it works to the T. Cranberry and vodka.
Oh, not the pink sissy? Yeah.
Why do you call it that? No, the pink Whitney. No, I'm not drinking that. I'm drinking the cranberry vodka. You can't get mad at this, Rob. It's an old classic.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I don't really care for cranberry, so I probably wouldn't drink it. But yeah, it's a classic cocktail. It's fine. You can drink that. Now, I was told, though, that you have a new nickname now, and I'm supposed to refer to you as Pink Lemonade. So I don't know where that came from, but.
Allison Garden of Joy.
Huge clown penis.
It's just the word on the street. That's all.
No, I was talking. I don't even know how it came up. Yeah, I don't remember how it even came up. Oh, Allie went to, this is a very white person thing to do and a very Allie thing to do, Rob. You'll appreciate this.
We talked on the show about how Allie is the whitest person alive.
I'm sure we have at some point, but you guys have really been on her case for doing her job this last week.
Like it started on the Patreon. I know that. Yeah. We did a Patreon episode about hip hop, and somehow Allie immediately jumped into how Snoop and Martha Stewart are friends and then started talking about Martha Stewart. And I was just blown away. And then she knew less of the hip hop artist than I did. And I thought I was the whitest guy around. And Allie, but I don't know if that ever came up on the show or not. But yeah, she does a lot of white people shit.
Like super white people shit. It came up during a fish discussion as well. I think that was a Patreon thing also. So the patrons know Allie's the whitest person in the world. The listeners might just be learning this. But she went to a Friendsgiving, which is face value, some white people shit
to
do.
Yeah, that's white people shit, I think, yeah.
Yeah, she bought a bunch of like these mini pies to bring because she didn't want to cook anything for the Friendsgiving. And she went to a bakery and bought a bunch of these mini pies. And there was one of them, I can't remember. It was like a silk something or other. And I can't remember what it was. And she was describing it to me. And she told me the name, the silk, whatever it was. And I said, yeah, like, I don't think I would be able to eat that because it sounds too girly. And it did. Like, I can't remember the name. But, you know, silk fucking
you
pie.
Said that?
I know, sure did.
Guy drinks a pink sissy, no problem. But
it's not a pink sissy. It's pink lemonade. In. And she said to me, okay, pink lemonade. And I said, did you just call me pink lemonade? And yeah, so I don't appreciate her doing that. Definitely don't appreciate you doing it. So it ends here. That's what we're saying. Son of a bitch. I hate you.
Kat, what are you drinking, Kat? You got a pink sissy over there?
I was going to say, I'm treading very delicately because I'm about to be roasted for my drink. I've got kind of an assortment of drinks over here. We've had Thanksgiving at the Velour household, and the situation has been that I had to clean out the drink roll call graveyard drawer.
Oh, boy.
I usually have set aside for this because, to quote Mrs. Cat's mom, you can drink them or you can lose them. So we needed fridge space this week. So what I've got next to me right now is a Seagram's. I believe this is a Jamaican Me Happy. And then
you're not going to lose with a name like that, dude. That's a dub right there.
I mean, that is some white girl shit, but.
And then following that, I have a zombie dust. So
okay. Oh. All right, zombie dust I can get behind. But yeah, the Jamaican Me Happy is pretty white girl shit.
Yeah, the Jamaican drink is white girl shit. That's so funny.
There is no doubt that Allie has in the past ordered a drink called the Jamaican Me Happy.
I'll ask her right now.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
I had a Seagram's during the Patreon episode, and I think it was just like wild berries or something normal. Right. But yeah, not this one. This one, whole white girl shit.
I thought you were going to say you were drinking like white Zinfandel or something.
Nope. Also, it's the pinkest drink I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, Mikey, you might want to look into that.
I'm down, man. I'm not mad. It's pink. It's good. I don't care. All right. 917-397-KILL.
Trace the call. It's coming from inside the house.
That's 917-397-5455. You can leave a text message or a voicemail for the show. The voicemails get aired and we play them and we discuss them, and anything horror related, show related, you can send that over. Also, same goes for the text messages, but they are read by Ghostface, quote unquote.
I mean, listen, we thought about changing it up and going with Leatherface this week. There was a discussion before the episode. And we could have gotten away with it because nobody really knows what his voice sounds like.
Listen, on an unrelated note, when you use certain things and rely on the internet, if things get changed, there's nothing you can do about it. Just gonna leave that there. But more applicable to this, Ghostface is a little under the weather, so we'll see how well he feels going forward. But nonetheless,
it is cold and flu season, so
it is. Yeah, but this is our text message from the potato thief, Tasha. Oh, I forgot to turn the thing back on. Son of a bitch.
I was going to say, that's the best message I've ever heard, Tasha Leaf.
Yeah, no, I wish you always. Yeah.
Mikey, I can't believe you took so long to get to my text message that my Halloween rankings comment wasn't even relevant anymore. I really thought, as a fellow New Yorker, I meant more to you than that. My birthday is December 16th. So you have like 2 weeks to fix it. Cat, how dare you? The audacity. I can't believe I even have to say this to you. I don't know how you sleep at night. You have some nerve being so awesome all the time.
God damn it.
Rob, just a reminder that Halloween 2018 and Halloween 2 are both better than the original Halloween. And you can't remove my ranking abilities without some kind of vote or official motion.
Oh, I think
horror
I can
court
get
for an
back.
Unfair and unjustified revoking of my rights. Rude. Oh, and a question for you, Mikey, since you want questions. Where are my freaking breadsticks?
God damn it. I was just going to ding Tasha again for there not being a question. Like, she just uses this to talk shit, and it's ridiculous. Fuck the breadsticks, Tasha. I don't know. They're like, Tasha's getting mad at me because some grocery store got rid of breadsticks or didn't have them. I don't freaking know.
You can call for, Mikey.
The Screaming Sicilian, though. Like, you know them.
No, I don't know them. Not all Italian people. No.
You're part of the family.
No. And Tasha, happy early birthday, because I'm probably going to forget it. I'm going to try my best not to, but I'm being honest. I'm telling you happy birthday now ahead of time.
Is this just like, is it really her birthday, or is it like when a cat says it's her birthday? Nobody really knows. The Screaming Sicilian, by the way, I told you, I did not think this pizza was very good, Mikey. I was on record as saying that. The Screaming Sicilian, headquartered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right. Well,
ain't no
real
good
quick.
Pizza in Milwaukee.
Oh, absolutely not. No. And as a fellow New Yorker, Tasha, you live upstate. You're practically in Pennsylvania. I told you that during a movie night this week. You know, just calm down with the fellow New Yorker thing. Yeah, and there's no good pizza up there either. I got news. A Screaming Sicilian is the best pizza. That's probably why Tasha's so mad about those breadsticks. Closest thing to real Italian food she's got up there. But side note, I heard back from Allie.
Huge clown penis.
And she has added, "You're making me happy."
Okay.
She corrected me on the spelling of it. Because I put J-A-apostrophe Macon. Right? Like, you know, you would think that's how it's spelled. So no, Allie, the whitest woman in the world, has corrected my spelling on the Jamaican me happy. And then followed up with, they are. I didn't mean to hit that button. That's pretty funny. They are delicious, is what Allie had to say about
that. You know what? I was joking about it when I opened it up. It's pretty good.
There you go, Rob.
It would take about a dozen of them to get a person drunk, but it's pretty tasty.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm not. I would have been more surprised had she not added Jamaican me happy.
Yeah, I also let Allie know we knew it. Fucking knew it.
Also, I think we have to give some credit to Tasha for the voicemail. You guys are always saying that she needs to be harsher on me, and you know, I got a lecture today. I will work on that, Tasha.
Some bullshit, Robin.
That was a jackass bullshit lecture, and you know it, Kat.
Mm-hmm. I'll work on it though.
You're not awesome. All right. Just let's get
I don't know. I've got a Jamaican be happy. So
I've heard of backhanded compliments before. That's the first backhanded insult I've ever heard in my entire life. All right. Another thrilling week of the mailbag. All right. I gotta hit my button, don't I?
I wish we had a saw button. I wish I'd bought that puppet. Oh no. Wow.
See? You need to buy that for the show, Kat.
I'm gonna buy the puppet for the show. Because I want to play a game, Mikey. You can hit your button if you would like. I received a submission today that I have seen before, but it is not in the folder for reasons that will become apparent. I want to know if I've sent it into the show before or not. We're to a point I don't even remember all the time. So
okay. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to hit my button first.
Get the fuck out of here!
You!
Go back to turning tricks at home, folk, and you'll fade in the end.
Topical Mystery Corner, where our listeners anonymously send in Italian memes to make fun of me for being Italian. I don't know why this is on a horror podcast. It's beyond me. I don't know why we're doing it, but here we are. Yeah. Memes go up on Patreon. We do our best to describe them on the show. Wait a minute now. Hold on. I should not get an extra meme because you guys and all these people sending them in are doubling up and you guys can't keep track. That's not my fault. Well,
really, it's a win-win for you because we're going to play it on the show. You are going to, and Rob is here to keep you honest because he'll remember if he's seen it, I'm sure. So you guys, if this is something that we've never played on the show before, that will be the meme for the week. And if it is something that has already been played on the show before, I will give you next week off as compensation for seeing this one twice. So it's a win-win for you, Mikey. You've got nothing to lose.
Son of a bitch. All right.
That being said, you will need to do screen share.
Screen share for this?
Yeah. But it's going to be worth it. I promise. Or maybe we've already seen it. I don't know. I've received it a few times this week. And me just being who I am, I had already seen it.
Rob, how does she do screen share?
Oh, do I do screen share on my end?
I think so.
There's a button down at the bottom that says share.
Okay.
You click that. But then if you want to share audio, you have to click the share audio box.
Okay.
Every single Italian I pissed off in the year 2023.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, throw that shit away.
Come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the big boy, look, he's got a cannoli.
Wow.
All right, look, that's genius. And I've never seen that before.
Okay, I didn't think we had played it, but I just was not confident about it.
I have not seen that before. That's first of all. Second of all, most of that was stupid.
It was really funny. And I do think, Mikey, it really says something about Italian. Why do you give a shit how people eat their food? Leave them alone. Let them eat how they want to eat it.
Because it's not right, man. No.
Right way, wrong way to eat it. If you want to eat it that way, he can eat it.
Yes, there is. The whole thing. The food? This is a collage of some asshole kid going around.
The kid is an asshole. I will give Mikey that. Yeah, this is an asshole kid. Yeah. Somebody needs to punch him in the fucking mouth. Yeah.
He came close. It looked like he came close. And he's just doing a bunch of big red flag do nots in Italian culture, like eating pizza wrong. He put fucking ketchup on a pizza. That was the worst one by far. That. And somebody even in that little clip came up to him and grabbed the ketchup and threw it. That's a beautiful thing. That's what should happen to them. Putting ice in wine, which honestly, a couple of them I'm not too mad at. Some wine does need ice.
You can't put ice in red wine, though. Well, it's supposed to be served at room temperature.
Yeah, but I'm not crazy about that. Now, let me. If it's a good wine, I'm not going to do it. You know, obviously, you're going to take the whole thing experience away. But, you know, like if you're just having like a cheap bottle of wine or like a box of wine, yeah, there's no harm or foul in that. You got to admit, Rob.
If it's white wine, I mean, red wine's supposed to not be chilled. That's the whole point.
Unbelievable. Yeah. No, I didn't appreciate that at all.
He was eating the pizza. He was picking it up, folding it like a taco and eating it. And people were getting mad. Like, let him eat his pizza how he wants to eat it. What do you care?
Oh, what are you, an animal? Like, how do you not know how to eat fucking pizza?
You didn't buy that pizza. It doesn't matter. He can do whatever he wants with it.
Still. No, he did a lot of shit in there that he shouldn't do. And
The golden rule of life. Mind your own fucking business. Let him do what he wants to do.
No, there's certain shit you don't do, man. Go home and do that shit. You don't do that in public. You're disrespect, especially if you're going, like, some of those places look like family owned, you know, and like there's, you don't go there and do that shit. Order it to go and then order on Uber Eats and do that shit at home. You don't do that. They folded up a whole pizza, made it like a taco.
My personal favorite, if anyone cares, are the spaghetti scissors.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, he was cutting his spaghetti with scissors. That was good.
There's like a waiter watching that's just like very incredulous and gets someone else to watch. So he does it again. She's also very incredulous.
Yeah,
it's good. I like this one.
Yeah, but Mikey's right, though. That kid's an asshole who needs to be punched in the face.
Look, the spaghetti thing.
Not necessarily for anything that he really did in the video, just because you can tell that's kind of how he lives his life. And somebody needs to punch him in the face to set him straight.
The spaghetti thing, I'm not mad at. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I'm not mad at that. It is a pain in the ass to eat spaghetti. I really don't typically eat spaghetti because it's such a pain in the ass. If I order fettuccine Alfredo, I'll get like penne or rigatoni Alfredo instead. That's just a pain in the ass. I don't understand why I would go through all that trouble, but I just eat regular pasta that doesn't require a pain in the ass and make it messy. So I'm not even mad at that.
What about the Leaning Tower of Penis that he made?
I mean, it's disrespectful, but like, this is the thing. And I've got people get mad at me before. And Rob, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Huff, who act like I'm supposed to be the most Italian person in the fucking world. And how dare I do certain things that I don't know how to speak Italian. I'm from Italy. I'm some guy from fucking Brooklyn who just happens to be Italian. I'm not trying to become a pope or anything like a gold standard of fucking Italy. I don't care about Leaning Tower of Pisa. I mean, it's disrespectful. Sure, he's making a dick out of it. Like, sure, also, but like, whatever.
Of all the things he did in the video, that's the one that I would be most likely to do. Like, if I was there, like, I would think that was hilarious and do it too. So that didn't bother me either. Like, that was just funny. Like, whatever. That's just a dumbass kid being a dumbass kid, you know? But yeah, clearly the kid's an asshole, but also some of the stuff he did was really funny. So I'm not mad at it.
Nah, fuck that kid and fuck whoever sent this meme in. I don't like it at all. And, excuse me. And you guys haven't earned it yet. You don't get to know the thing I've been doing.
What?
The Italian thing
this
I've been
one's
doing.
Amazing. Yeah,
I'm guessing this one's putting stupid. Ice in your wine.
No, I don't really drink wine. But yeah, dude, I like chilled wine. Absolutely. Like I got one of those little buckets. One night for like a date night once, and I thought I was all fucking cute and everything, and I ordered one of these little wine buckets. You put the ice in it; it's nice. That's how I do it. I don't care.
Now I'm just picturing you like a candlelight dinner and your wine and ice bucket, and you're sitting there at the table, and you look across at your talk to me hand.
This is the second time you're giving me shit for a talk to me hand tonight. I want you to know. So two different platforms as well. All right, didn't do anything to that hand. I can't like anything. Like, I can't have nothing. Maybe just like a fucking movie and get a nice piece of replica memorabilia from the movie. And then without getting shit, I got to shove everything up my ass. I don't even know where it came from. Like, where did that even start?
Not make you do that.
That's the thing.
I never did it.
Yeah, I was willing to believe you that it was just a bit and everything until you told me the fucking finger broke off.
That is so unfortunate. And I took it and I took the hand to Grandma Bones' house because, you know, she's like the guru of everything. So I was like, all right, she'll know how to fix it. The fucking thing fell off my shelf on my desk. Boom, right on talk to me hand. Finger came off, right? But I take it to Grandma Bones and she gets this glue that she has and she puts it together and like everything she needs to do. It's all brand new, right? Take it home, beautiful. 3 days later, the fucking thing falls again. Bam, same spot. I'm like, God damn, dude.
Why would you ever admit that to us? Because you know it's
not. I've said it before. I told Rob knows it broke again. Rob knows.
Now, did you?
Oh, I didn't know it broke a second time.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Has Grandma Bones seen Talk to Me?
No, I've told her to. She hasn't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering what she thought about it.
I've told Grandma Bones.
Don't take your sex toys to your grandma to fix, you weirdo.
Fuck is wrong with you? I've told Grandma Bones to watch so many things that she would truly, truly enjoy. And she has one of those smart TVs, like I've talked about before. She's got everything on it. Hulu, Netflix, every streaming platform.
She doesn't use any of it, does she?
She doesn't. And I have sat there and every time I tell her, Grandma, you got to watch this. It's on this. Oh, I don't know how to do it. I'm like, all right, fine. So I go and every time I want her to watch something, I show her again how to do it. Every single time. I go through it all again. And she never fucking watches it. It's like heartbreaking. Yeah. Absolutely heartbreaking.
She got her thing. She's, you know, doing her thing. Living her life her way. Leave her alone, Mikey.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Yeah, that was fucked up. You guys don't get to know now. Still. They haven't heard it yet.
I really thought this was going to be the one.
The super Italian thing. I'm going to be honest. It's going to take a while for you guys to know the super Italian thing that I've been doing. And it's going to take a while just based on the track record of how bad things have been. That take you a while to recover from that and then earn it.
For this one though, because while the kid is an asshole, we also get to see the outrage of your people. I think that's fair.
No, because he continued to do it.
Someone took his pizza and like, you know, they
and then he folded it back up.
I learned things about your culture. I learned like what's not acceptable. Like I didn't know I couldn't put ketchup on my own fucking pizza if I wanted to.
You knew damn well. You knew damn well. You don't even like ketchup to begin with, let alone on pizza. You knew damn well.
I had ketchup today with some fries.
All right. That's good. Yeah. Ketchup
and fries. Yeah. Not normally something I do, but the fries I got, they were kind of seasoned kind of weird. And I was like, oh, I'm going to put a little ketchup on these, make them better. And they did. It worked.
Weirdo.
It's a child's condiment, but, you know, occasionally it does come in handy.
I hate them so much. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Black Friday. Italian things to take a time off my life.
Are you growing like one of those Italian mustaches? Is that what you're doing?
No. What's wrong with you? No.
I don't know.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
All right. Black Friday. Oh, no, we have to go through all the stuff that didn't make it because Rob doesn't know how to use Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay. Patreon, the way it goes, for anybody who's not signed up, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/radio. Tiers starting as low as $3 a month. And once a month, 1 week out of the month, you guys get to pick the movie that we discuss. And sometimes it's great and you just want us to watch something great that you liked and you want to hear our thoughts on it and us break it down and all that good stuff. And sometimes you want to be an asshole and make us watch bad movies and, you know, this side's open for either one of those. But here we are. The first movie pick from, actually, what was up here? I forgot to mention something during the text message. So I'm going to have to move some shit around. Let me note that really quick. Okay. There is a message on the Patreon, actually, from Will the Thrill. Oh, I was late on my bus.
Thrill me, Will.
Thrill me.
Yes, you can comment on stuff on the Patreon. It doesn't happen too often, but Will seems to like to do it. He commented on last week's episode when we talked Thanksgiving 2023, and he said at 32 minutes and 25 seconds, Will, I do not remember what we were talking about a half hour into that thing.
But, you got to remember, Will, we also recorded that Patreon marathon episode before that, so.
Yeah. Will says, fully agree with Kat's sentiment. Again, I don't know what this sentiment was, but to add on to it, I also
sounds
think
like a
it
bad
was-
idea, though.
Okay, this must have been around when we were talking about the movie. So Will said, to add on to it, he agrees with Kat's sentiment. To add on to it, I also think it was overhyped, and I think it's also very generic. I haven't seen My Bloody Valentine in a while, but it honestly felt like a remake of a movie kind of set on Thanksgiving. The kills are cool, but I don't feel the characters and the ending felt odd.
Well, I mean, yeah, it does kind of feel like My Bloody Valentine. It also kind of feels like Halloween or any other slasher movie. I mean, it's a slasher movie. And it follows the formula of a slasher movie pretty closely. You know, like, I mean, they're not reinventing the wheel with that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like this movie's the greatest thing ever.
No, it's just kind of a fun movie. It's like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's a well-done slasher. We don't get a lot of those.
Yeah, as well.
I don't know. Because some people did kind of treat it like it was like revolutionary, that it was a Thanksgiving slasher. And it's like, no.
I mean, stop being a pain in the ass, Kat.
No.
Why can't we just enjoy things? Good lord. You know what it's like, Mikey, when you can't enjoy anything?
He does know what it's like because he doesn't enjoy anything.
Fucking a mess. I can't. I'm not allowed to. I am not fucking allowed to. Anything I have, the joy is stripped, butt ass naked.
Yeah,
I thought the fact that it was a Thanksgiving movie, like it kind of was, because we got so many Christmas movies, so many Halloween movies. We even have fucking St. Patrick's Day movies, like the Leprechaun movies were kind of, you know, like they're very notable. And like, you know, there's just no love for Thanksgiving, really.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. Like, in principle, it's not an earth shattering movie or anything, but I do think it's a fun slasher, and that's good enough for me. You know, and we'll stop agreeing with Kat.
Sometimes I'm right, guys.
No, I've been listening.
Who did you yell at recently, Rob, for agreeing with Kat? I don't remember. Aggie, maybe? I don't remember. Yelled at somebody.
I don't.
All right. Movies that did not make it. for this month. Oh, okay. We're starting with Leah. That'll be nice.
Great.
And her movie is Love Sucks from 2022. she put a comment on there. Love Sucks 2022. And every year, really.
All right, Leah. That's pretty funny, Leah.
And see, Aggie, you know,
Leah's, I got to admit, this quarter, Leah's doing all right. We're getting close.
She's always
to the
doing
end
all right.
Getting pretty close to the end of the quarter, and she's doing all right in the rankings so far.
Aggie commented on Leah's comment and said, "Facts."
How wise, motherfucker.
So, all right. And the next one is from Nesto. I really want a Nesto pick to win.
Now, I know, truly the do. Last one did was Ravers, and that was fucking awful.
And that's why I wanted to win, because I feel like he just kind of threw that one out there. Like, that wasn't really, like, when I think of that movie, I don't think Nesto, man. Like, that's Nesto's better than that movie, and I want him to win another one.
Well, what do you nominate this time around?
Talon Falls from 2017. I don't think this would have been it either, buddy.
What the fuck is it? What?
I
don't even know what that is. No, that doesn't sound like a winner.
No, it doesn't, but he put it up there. Carly put up, our newest patron, put up, hi, Carly. Killer Workout from 1987.
That sounds like a winner.
From 1987. And Carly even put in there, in parentheses, on Tubi, because she knows the bullshit we went through with the damn Graveyard Shark movie. And look at Carly being exceptional.
That is always appreciated, Carly.
That's helpful. Yeah.
Look at that. Yep. Everybody, all you motherfuckers need to learn from Carly and Leah.
Yep.
All of you. Oh, boy. All right. Here's Greg. Oh, shit. I almost hit the wrong button there. All right. So we got another one up with Greg.
I love it. I got a goal.
Amber picks. I'm sorry. Where did, because Greg posts two for him and Amber. Greg put up Bodies, Bodies, Bodies again from 2022. And he said it has to win eventually. Does it, Greg? I don't think it does.
Hold on, man. Just wait. That'll be our pride pick.
It will not be. No.
I feel like this is going to become the next year next, Greg.
It's getting close to turning into a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So be careful there, Greg. The next pick is from Amber. And Amber put up Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
Nice.
Yeah,
Andrew, that's a good
Amber.
Pick.
And Greg also, it's also thrown in there. P.S. This is how you make it up to Amber, Mikey. What am I making up? I still don't know what I did, dear. I don't know.
Oh, you know what you did.
And how is this making it up to Amber? I'm assuming that Amber likes Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2. If this had won.
Because who doesn't?
Me. I can tell you right now, I'm not going to.
You haven't seen it.
That's true.
I think you'll like it. I do. I think you're going to like that movie.
All right. But let's look at odds here. If this would have won, and inevitably, I'm sure these people are going to do it to us. I know that this is coming eventually. Like, I just know down the road at some point. So sooner or later, when I do win, you're just going to hear me bitch about it. So this isn't going to make, Amber's going to get mad at me again.
Well,
this is what's going to happen.
You're not going to bitch about it if you like it.
That's true.
Unless you're just doing it for a bit or whatever.
I will not do that.
But so, you know, there is a possibility that that won't happen because you should like it because it's an awesome movie. You know, but we are going to end up with a backlog of these kind of movies if we don't start getting some of these voted through, people. Yeah. You know, Popeye the Slayer Man's coming out soon.
God damn it. Stop encouraging the patrons to put up movies that are going to piss me off. Hell. You can't sway him. Stop it.
He thinks you might like it. Mikey, don't think you will like it because you hate fun. I think you'll think it's too fun.
I hate dumb. I don't hate fun. I hate dumb. Chris also commented on this one.
Hell of a deal.
He said, myself and Allie already confirmed we would return for the Pooniverse. Is that like, are we locked into that?
I don't know. Is Kat just saying that because she wasn't here the last time so she could skip a week? What's going on with that?
What? No, I didn't want to skip. The first one.
Kat's not going to miss that one.
Right. I want to be there for the party.
It wasn't much of a party. I got to
be there.
All right. Speaking of Chris.
Hell of a deal.
His movie was... Oh, fuck me. Chris's movie was, you're not dodging this without good faith and negotiations. Ringu 2. God damn it.
You haven't gone to the negotiating table with Chris yet to get this over with?
No, I haven't. Told you. We have record evidence that I told you last week you're going to have to do something.
Yeah, Chris made it clear to me. I don't remember if it was on Discord or Twitter. I did see it and I did not have the time in the moment to respond. And now I don't remember where it was. But yeah, Chris, I don't know what to do with this. But see, like, I'm in a weird spot here. Because, like, I can negotiate with Chris, sure, right? And yeah. And to figure it out. But it feels like the listeners as a whole, especially on the Patreon, are kind of done with hearing us talk about fucking Ring movies. It seems like. You know, because I've been dodging this bullet for quite a while now. Other than, you know, Cat and Rob are really the last ones to shoot me with it. So, I don't know, like, I'm doing pretty good, and I can kind of keep riding that, maybe. But I don't know. We'll figure it out. It'll get resolved one way or a fucking another. I can tell you that on this show. It always happens.
Yeah, or you could just release the Ring episode of Cult FM.
You could do that.
I mean, that would also bring it into this whole thing.
Next movie.
You had a guest on an episode of Cult FM.
Still never came out. Yeah,
it still hasn't been released. That guy must hate you.
That's Allie's fault. I had the fucking thing half edited.
This guy thinks it's like some elaborate practical joke. He's like, those dickheads wasted like an hour and a half, whatever it was of my time to record a fake show.
That one's not on me though, man. And I stand by that. That I had that half edited, ready to go. And Allie said no. So there's nothing else I could do about that. So that one's not on me, but yeah, that is very unfortunate for that guy. Yeah,
was very mad as hell.
Yeah, his audio was dog shit anyway, so it might be for the best. Who knows? All right, the next one up is from Will the Thrill.
Thrill me, Will.
Thrill me.
And he put up Killer Clowns from Outer Space, 1988. Now, honestly, this is another one I really want to win. Rob, what say you?
I feel like Will goes to that well a lot.
He does,
and
only once.
It's not close to turning into a bit yet, but I think that might be the next bit in line after Bodies.
I don't know. Will gives us a break for, like, he takes a shot with it. And honestly, I wanted to win because I love Killer Clowns. I got two Killer Clowns from Outer Space guns here right in front of me right now. I love those movies so much. Talk about purchases that I really shouldn't have made. But either way, I have them and I love this movie and I really want to talk about it. And Will really wants us to talk about it.
This could have been a really good week for it, too. Yeah. Because it's come up a lot recently. We almost picked it for an episode.
We did.
Not that long ago.
Do you guys really want to hear me talk about Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I swear to God.
I do now.
I'm not protecting you from Will. You kiss those tootsies goodbye if you even fuck around. All right? That's on you, buddy. All right. How many more here do we have? Two more that did not make. We had a lot of submissions this month, honestly. Tough competition. Speaking of not tough competition, here's Tasha again. She put up Bad CGI Gator from 2023. To give credit, though, Tasha also put on Tubi. So kudos to you on that one, Tasha.
Nice move, Tasha. And I don't hate the pick. I didn't know there was a bad CGI Gator. Is it from the Bad CGI Sharks people?
It is not, unfortunately. Oh. And I feel like there may have been some copyright infringement.
Oh, yeah. A little. That's a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Last but certainly not least, because it is my friend from down under, Mr. Oil, Tim Davis.
Well, we're letting Tim suggest movies now.
He's part of the Patreon. Yeah.
That's,
I trust Tim.
We might want to talk about that. He picks movies for his show, and I know what they talk about over there. So
I would like to have Tim back on again at some point, honestly.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I can message Tim now. Some bitch. I can say it. You're fucking around. Honestly, though, like, Tim is the one. Like, yeah, he wasn't all the way. Like, Tim was kind of sworn to fun a little bit in that one. Like, but he likes giving it to you. Your own brother. I thought for sure your brother was going to shove it in and just poke at you the whole time, man. And he didn't do it. But Tim was the one. So I like having Tim around. That's good for me.
Tim does it in our private chat, too. So
hell of a deal.
Yeah.
All right, Tim put up The Coffee Table from 2024. I never heard of this.
Oh, he loves that movie. Yeah, and I haven't seen it. It's supposed to be really good. It's also not a 2024 movie, but that's an argument that Tim and I have.
So it is. Okay, so it is a 2024 movie.
No, it's not a 20. If you look on Letterboxd, it's listed as a 2023 movie.
Yeah, but Tim is from Australia, and obviously he would be aware of this. So,
well, Australia, it is true that Australia gets things later than we do. I think the first Ghostbusters just came out in theaters last week over there.
For a son of a bitch. All right. Well, oi, Tim.
Hang sorry on. That explains why Tim likes The Lost Boys so much.
Yeah, it's brand new over there. Yeah, The Coffee Table is a 2022 movie, according to Letterboxd.
Tim, I want to point out that I had nothing to do with any of these comments. I'm just going to sit here and oi all by my side. I had nothing to do with it.
It's nothing that Tim hasn't said before on the show. He complains about Australian release schedules more than anybody.
Yeah, I know, but I want to be on Tim's good side, man. I like Tim. And plus, he pisses you off, like so him. That's all the more for me.
I don't know why I'm throwing shots. I blame the Seagrams.
Take notes,
Tim. You're making her too happy.
I'm too happy.
Listen, you guys say what you want, whatever. Tim was my friend first.
Yeah, you know what? That didn't work out too well with me and Tasha, though, is the fucked up part. Because Tasha was my friend first, and here we are, right?
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Very unfortunate. All right, well, the one that the pick that did make it was from Aggie.
I was, motherfucker.
And this is Agatha. And this is Aggie's first movie that has won a Patreon pick. She's put up a few before, and this is the first time that she's had a winner. And Aggie put up Black Friday 2021. But Aggie also put up Thanksgiving 2023 before that. And I was like, Aggie, we just did it. And she had to change it. So she was mad. She's mad. She's like, you didn't tell me. I'm like, I fucking know I had to tell you. But here we are, nonetheless.
So Aggie listens to the show, is what you're saying.
To be fair, the episode wasn't out yet when she did that.
Because the thing goes up before the episode comes out, usually.
Right. So, yeah, but nonetheless, she got mad at me. So what else is new,
you
right?
Can suck it.
Yeah, go figure. And Aggie, it is the first movie she's picked. She tried to put something up timely, which, you know, I can appreciate that. So she put up Black Friday 2021. Yeah. Opening thoughts on this bad boy.
Oh, this movie sucks.
Oh.
It's real fucking bad. I hated this thing. Oh my God. Aggie, I'm sorry. You're terrific and all, but this movie,
wow.
I don't know if you picked it just because it's timely or if it's one of your favorites or something. If it's one of the movie you really like, I'm sorry, because I am not going to be kind to this stupid movie.
I am really excited that Rob has strong opinions about this. I took one note and it is the dumbest thing ever. I thought this might be like record breaking shortest episode of Slasher Radio because I don't have a lot to say about this.
Oh, I didn't take a lot of notes. I wrote down three things. The whole thing is.
Well, I was just hoping that maybe you'd be like wound up enough that you could rant for a while.
No, there is a fundamental problem with this movie that I will address.
Okay.
When we get to it, but and it is what ruins the entire film.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, this sucks. This is a movie so bad even Bruce Campbell couldn't save it, and he can save anything.
Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep's amazing.
I
should have watched Bubba Hotep, goddammit.
That could have been our banger. Oh, no.
Why didn't we pick that as a banger? We're so stupid.
That would have been the funniest possible time to bring Bubba Hotep to the table.
We would have won.
Well, we did win.
Yeah, so. But we would have won by even more.
I agree. You guys are stupid. Been a strong win.
I agree.
Have you seen Bubba Hotep, Mikey?
I have.
Amazing.
No, but we might not have won because Mikey would have tanked it. There were a couple of things that I kind of liked about this. There were a couple of things that I didn't really like about this, but it's I don't know. There's just not that much to talk about. Like, I feel like they're not super deep points. Basically, it boils down to this felt like a long 90 minutes, I guess.
A real long 90 minutes. I watched this in three different sittings. That's how long the 90 minutes was. I was like, need a break. Yeah, this was a bad, bad movie.
What about you, Mikey? Where are you at?
I mean, I didn't think it was that bad. Like, honestly, I kind of sort of liked it.
Passionately defend Black Friday to irritate Rob.
I didn't like it that much. but I did like it to the point of, I don't know, like, it was a cool, dumb movie. And that's all that it was a cool, dumb movie. And
it was dumb.
It was obviously from the the whole concept of it. Like, it's not meant to be, you know, like, it's never going to be confused with the greatest movie in the world or anything of that sort. But it's just it was something different, you know, like, it had the whole zombie thing, but it was a really interesting play on it. And I don't know how you could hate it that much, man. I truly don't.
Because it's exactly not what you just said it was. This movie wasn't different. This is every movie featuring zombie-like creatures that we've seen, because these are sort of a weird zombie alien kind of hybrid thing, which sounds cool, until you watch the movie and see that they really don't do anything cool with it at all. It's exact. This is Ravers. This is Ravers in a toy store.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it does kind of from a zombie parody perspective, it does kind of remind me of Ravers.
Yeah, and it suffers from the exact same thing that Ravers does. When this started, I was in. I was like, okay, I knew it had Bruce Campbell in it, so I was like, sweet, Bruce Campbell in it. We've got, you know, basically zombies in a giant toy store. And I had like these thoughts of like, this is going to be awesome. They're going to be running from zombies and using the toys to like kill them or defeat them and doing all these cool things, you know? And they don't do any of that. It is just like they spend most of the movie hiding in the back room doing nothing. It had all this potential to be a lot of fun and like a wacky kind of funny horror comedy, but it just doesn't do anything. And it just follows the exact same template of every single movie just like it that had come before. Like, there's nothing interesting here. The characters are stupid. The dialogue that they is supposed to be funny isn't funny or witty or anything. They don't use the environment of the toy store at all. It was so bad and so boring. I should not have to take three breaks during a 90-minute movie, but I had to during this one because I was bored out of my fucking mind. I was going to fall asleep if I didn't go do something else for 10, 15 minutes and then come back. Yeah, this was bad. I did not like this movie at all. I don't have anything good to say about it.
Jesus Christ.
I have a couple of good things to say, but to kind of piggyback off of Rob's, this didn't live up to its potential point. I feel like that's true. I also feel like it didn't live up to the social commentary potential, because I wanted the one thing I really wanted to see from this movie that they didn't hit hard enough on. I'm not going to say they didn't hit on it at all, but they could have gone a lot harder into the idea that Black Friday shoppers are just kind of brainless idiots. You know, mm-hmm. Like, that's the theme of the movie, but I feel like they don't explore it in an interesting way. And to that point, I feel like they could have made it a bigger point of the movie that the zombies are just called shoppers, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's kind of an interesting replacement word for zombie. You know, they do kind of refer to them as shoppers, but it's not like, because they didn't hit that shoppers and consumerism will, you know, rot your brain kind of thing. It just didn't feel like a full circle, you know? It feels like they made it like 3/4 of the way across and then didn't want to explore it or finish it or polish it up, you know?
There is more interesting commentary in Thanksgiving than there is in this movie, and Thanksgiving is by Eli Roth. An Eli Roth movie should never have more interesting commentary than a movie that someone else has made.
I don't know that I would go shouldn't. That far.
I think that opening sequence in Thanksgiving, the Friday the 13th sequence that we talked about last week, had more interesting commentary about Black Friday and the consumerism that goes along with the holidays than this entire movie did.
They feel kind of equivalent to me. I think it was more interesting. Like, I think it was more dynamic in Thanksgiving, but I feel like this one actually is willing to explore it just a little bit deeper. I like that Bruce Campbell confesses the way that like the sale prices work and stuff, and they kind of have a heart to heart about it. This one does feel overall more character focused. I'm not going to say that I can remember the characters' names, because I don't, but I can remember like all of the characters kind of by a trait and what that trait was, which is more than Thanksgiving gave me.
I will give you that. I do remember the characters, not by name, but more by their traits in this movie, as opposed to the blank slates of supposed people that make up Thanksgiving.
And with the commentary, like, I don't think they hit it on such a, you know, like the rabid consumerism point, but they did talk, like they sit down and have kind of a heart to heart about how the hollowness of capitalism affects everybody, which is, I guess, what I want from a Black Friday movie. Like, they explore it a little bit.
That's sort of one of the themes that runs through Thanksgiving too, though, right? The dad who has the store decides to open it up on Thanksgiving because the greedy stepmom wants him to. And then after the tragedy, he decides he's not going to close the store, but he's going to open it up again anyway. I mean, that's running throughout that movie also. Like, I don't think that this movie hits any of that stuff. I think it hits better in Thanksgiving than it does in this movie. This movie is too concerned with trying to be I don't know, like trying to be funny and wacky, but it's not. Like, it doesn't give me anything I haven't seen before, but it seems to think that it's doing all this really fun, crazy stuff. And it's just kind of, I don't know, this movie was bad. And it's unfortunate because the cast is pretty good. Like, you know, on paper, Devin Sawa and Bruce Campbell, you know, I should be in on that movie. It should be a lot of fun. In a toy store fighting zombies? Are you kidding me? Be like bouncing basketballs off their heads and shit, doing whatever kind of stupid shit you can with whatever you find in a toy store. They don't do any of that. The only toy we ever get's a fucking depressed bear or something that wasn't even funny. Like, I
really thought that they were building to something with that.
Yeah.
And they just kind of build to the idea that he's malfunctioning, so it's going to be a bomb. Like, they don't play with the defective part in a way that's fun.
Right. I mean, it doesn't, that's the whole thing. There's all this potential for this to be a really fun, entertaining movie, and it just ignores all of that stuff and is just boring. It is, we talked on the Patreon show, we talked about like nothing movies. This is a nothing movie. Like, I'm not going to remember this. In 3 days from now, I won't be able to tell you a single thing about this movie. Maybe I'll remember Bruce Campbell's in it.
If there was a, like, the commentary of, you know, Shoppers and all that stuff, it worked for me. Like, it, and I'm talking about like the actual message, you know, like that's what we talked about it a lot last week with Thanksgiving, where, you know, like, we like that aspect of it. And it's America, right? It's America now. And even deeper into just consumers in general. You know, like, it's changed since this movie's come out. A lot of stuff's online, but it's still all ultimately the same thing. I feel like that's a really interesting concept, but I don't feel it was, I'll agree, and I don't feel it was hit well on with this film. And it's kind of a shame because, you know, like, Thanksgiving did do a better job with that aspect of it, because it was a Thanksgiving movie. And yeah, Black Friday is kind of a part of Thanksgiving now, and I get it. It shouldn't have done Black Friday better than a movie called Black Friday, you know, and it did. I just don't understand how they were able to miss that, because there was so much there, and they did have it. Like you said, Rob, when Bruce Campbell's going over the prices and, you know, all that stuff, and like, they had hints of it, and it's almost like they knew what they were supposed to do. And they just somehow couldn't quite get there. I will also say, just another point to what you brought up, Rob. I'm not mad that they didn't use the toys and whatever. I feel like it was a good mix between ridiculous and, you know, kind of what it was, if that makes any sense.
I think it thought it was being ridiculous and over the top, and it wasn't. It was one of my biggest problems with the movie. Kind of like, it's the movie wants me to be in on the joke, like, look, isn't this crazy? But I'm just going, no, like, you know, this is all kind of playing out
crazier movies.
Yeah. Like, this is all playing out exactly like every other zombie movie I've ever seen. Like, there's nothing crazy happening here. I mean, I guess you could say the big monster thing at the end is different, but it wasn't necessarily interesting or good. It was just there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I thought it was a nice twist on the whole zombie thing. I did. I truly did. Again, not the most innovative thing, not the best type of zombie. Like, I'm not putting it on that type of pedestal, but I thought it was at least fun to watch.
Oh, man, I'm sorry you were wrong.
God damn it. Honestly, too, I'm surprised you guys didn't like it, at least to some degree, because I felt a little bit of Shaun of the Dead attempts here.
Oh, wow.
You know, no.
Vibes here and there. Absolutely.
I'll go on mute.
I almost brought up Shaun of the Dead, and then it's like, no, I'm not going to get into this with Mikey again, but you brought up Shaun of the Dead, so I feel like I have to get into it. The opening scene of Shaun of the Dead, where they're establishing what Shaun's day is like before the zombies hit, is better social commentary than every scene in this movie combined. Like, that nails the shopper mindless consumerism routine in and out thing that just, but it does it so elegantly, and it's all show and not tell. They literally tell you in this movie that that's the takeaway. Like, it's so clumsy in comparison to Shaun of the Dead.
Well, yeah, commentary. Yeah, they didn't do a good job with the commentary. they didn't. But I'm saying, as far as the vibes of the movie itself, like...
No, Shaun of the Dead is immaculate, though.
Tasha, if you're listening...
Tasha, get him.
You know those buttons that you have on podcast apps where you can, like, fast forward or rewind like 30, 60 seconds? Hit the fast forward
one. Can I
one,
also like do three that? Times.
No, your life here would be right now. You got to deal with it.
I'm really excited about what he's getting ready to say. I don't even know what it is, but I'm real excited about it because this show just got real. This show is going to be more interesting than the movie to me.
You know that meme on Twitter? Where everybody under some bullshit, they'll comment with the Michael Jackson eating the popcorn. That's Rob right now. Honestly, this has no bearing whatsoever, none, on anything being better or anything like that. But honestly, I'd rather watch this than Shaun of the Dead.
Rob, do something. Get him.
I can't help you. I don't know what to do with Tasha's not here yet.
I can't get her for help. But Tasha, when you listen to this, help.
Listen, I'm going to say what he just said is not as crazy as what I thought he was going to say. Because I thought he was going to say, I thought you were going to say this was better than Shaun of the Dead.
No.
What you said is crazy enough, though. I don't know how anyone would. What would make you want to watch this over Shaun of the Dead?
Because I feel I relate better. I don't know. I just feel like it was a better flow. And again, I say this in terms of watching it. Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, the story had a fluid, like, you know, like it was all over the place in several spots. Like, I fully understand that. Like, I'm not saying it was, again, not saying it was done better. Just I enjoyed it better because it was just there was just kind of nonsense after nonsense after nonsense after nonsense with this movie. And, you know, sometimes that equals out to a pretty good watch. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I again, not saying by any means or stretch that, you know, what I'm sorry, I just had something pop up and it distracted me entirely. I'm not saying it had nothing to do with it. Shaun of the Dead not being better than this, because clearly it is a better made film in pretty much every aspect other than for me. Being able to sit and watch it in a movie for me, it was a little slower than I would like.
Than this?
And this thing kind of was nonstop bullshit. And I was like, all right, it kind of not bad to watch. I said it.
That's the problem. Like, you did say it.
You said it and I think you believe it. And I don't understand that.
I
would rather watch this than Skinamarink. I'll say that. Does that count for anything?
I don't think this was that bad, though, man, is the thing. Like, it was kind of fun. It wasn't that bad.
It's not fun. That's the problem.
I had a good time watching this with people.
It had all potential in the world to be fun, but it just wasn't fun. Like, it's not funny.
I heard multiple people laugh out loud several times. And granted, most of the times they laughed out loud, I was not laughing out loud.
Yeah, you need to get a better friend.
I'm just saying, man.
Because this movie's not funny. There's like nothing funny in this movie. Mostly it's just kind of frustrating. Like, I couldn't understand why the very first thing that these people thought of was, fuck this job, I'm leaving. You know, because I've worked retail before. Nobody's that dedicated to a fucking retail job. You can get another one tomorrow. They're a dime a dozen.
That is not a story you want to stick to when you're a Slacks fan, like we just talked about on the Patreon show.
Slacks, they couldn't get out. Remember, the store was locked down.
Yeah, but that manager dude, that's the motherfucker that's never stuck harder to a retail job.
I think it's okay for there to be one of them. You need
that character in that situation.
I think it's not okay for it to be a full group of them, is the takeaway. Like,
Bruce Campbell's
character. There was a couple of them.
Campbell's character in this movie, he can stay committed, right? Because he's the manager. He's like kiss-ass assistant manager person. They can stay committed. But the rest of like the Devin Sawa character who's drinking on the job already, he clearly doesn't give a fuck about that job. Why? He would have just left.
And also the germaphobic character that was already on the verge of leaving needed to get out a lot faster. Yeah,
it didn't make sense. Like, and Here's the thing that didn't make sense. They got a cake and nobody gave a shit. Like, they were mad that they got a cake. Are you fucking kidding me? I've never been mad about getting a cake.
I've been mad about getting cake instead of stuff, but I'm going to be mad about it while I'm eating that cake. Right. Like, I'm kind of with you on that one.
Right. I'm not going to be like, fuck that cake. Take it to the guys in the warehouse or whatever the fuck they said. I'm like, well, yeah, maybe I'd rather have, you know, money than a cake, but fuck it. If I had money, I'd probably just buy a cake anyway. So I guess I'll eat this one. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fucking cake.
I related to that, man, because I was like, yeah, I seen that and have felt it on a heartfelt level. Because, yeah, like, you're some big ass corporation. You can send us this cheap ass cake. Fucking what? Like, why'd you even send anything at that point? That's what I mean. Like, moments like that, man, was kind of funny.
But it wasn't funny. And that's the thing. Like, I get what they're trying to say, right? Because and that's like kind of the meme that goes around online that you see all the time. About, you know, I'd rather have a raise than a pizza party, you know, whatever. And I get that. I understand that because we all live that life, right? I'd rather have more money than a fucking pizza too. But this is presented in this movie and they put it in a way that I think is supposed to be funny, but it's not funny. It's just weird. Like, and I don't know. And then the guy's running his finger along the cake. I would have punched that fucking guy because I'm not getting anything but a cake. You better not ruin my fucking cake. You know, and there were other things in this movie, too, that like the holiday bonuses that were apparently just going to be paid in cash out of the register or something. Like, that's not a thing. That doesn't happen.
Oh, come on, Rob. We're really going to nitpick that. Come on.
You know, well, they're talking about it, working for this corporation who's withholding their holiday bonus. You wouldn't have gotten your holiday bonus that day. The fucking check would have been sent in the mail and they would have taken taxes and shit out of it. Like, if you're going to skewer corporate culture, do it in a fucking way that makes sense and also make it funny.
I will say, because I've not worked a lot of retail jobs, right?
Oh, they suck. So, I was a terrible retail employee.
Yeah, they look awful.
I didn't give a fuck.
But this very much felt like me trying to take a crack at that criticism where it's like, I don't really know how things work, but I think it's bad. So I'm going to put some stuff down and hope that it's, you know, accurate. And I can't, I feel like I can't call that stuff out because I also don't know for sure. But yeah, like that was a thing where it's like, I'm not sure it works that way.
Yeah. And 100% doesn't work that way. And so like for the movie to present it as if it does, and then I'm supposed to be indignant about these people not getting the bonuses that they wouldn't have gotten anyway in the real world. It doesn't work. And it was just a really... Like, they made an attempt to do something, and they just failed miserably at it.
But in the real world, there's not alien zombies running around either, man. It's somewhere, like, we cannot sit here that's a nitpick.
It's a nitpick, though, because if you're doing... No, it's not, because if you're doing social commentary, it needs to have some basis. I don't care what's going on in the store, but, like, if you're going to critique a real-world thing, it needs to be recognizable as the real world. For the thing that you're critiquing, right? Like, otherwise you're just wasting time and it's going to feel like a very long 90 minutes.
It did. And I get what you're saying, Mikey. It does seem like a nitpicky thing, but nitpicky or not, it took me out of the movie. And I spent more time thinking about that than any fucking thing that was being said or done on screen. Like, why the
That's
fuck
your fault, man.
No, it's not, because you got to make a movie that makes fucking
and
sense.
And if this were just a dumb movie that hadn't cared about anything, and they don't talk about the Black Friday culture or the registers or, you know, like the employment situation, if they didn't address any of that stuff and they just got right into alien zombie action, then fine. I wouldn't care about any of the stuff being inaccurate, but that's not the movie they gave us. They gave us a movie where people sit in the back room and talk about sales scams. So I now have to be invested in the corporate world of We Love Toys or whatever. And they didn't sell me that. Like, I didn't believe it.
Yeah. See, and that again points to a massive problem with the movie. Is that we don't spend enough time with fun stuff. We spend a lot of time sitting around talking about things.
But also somehow we spent too much time with fun stuff, because like that alien at the end, that shot where it rises up out of the store, I was like, oh shit, stuff is finally happening. And then they're like doing plans and schemes and like organizing attacks and driving forklifts and stuff. And that alien's just like hanging out behind the wall of fire. And I'm like, this is going on for a long time. For like what should be a very fast-paced, breakneck, like final battle, you know, like
And the plans they came up with are really dumb, too. Like, their plan was to drive away in an 18-wheeler. I immediately thought, nobody's going to know how to fuck to drive that thing. I don't know how to drive a fucking 18-wheeler. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of plan is that? Like, it just, there was a lot of really annoying things. And Mikey, in a good movie, that stuff wouldn't bother me. But in a bad movie, it does. And this is a bad movie.
I say that all the time. You forgive a lot more if the movie's good. You know, you can get away with practically murder if the movie's good. And, you know, you can forgive a lot of that stuff. So I get that part. But I don't know. Like this, I feel like zombie movies usually, like you could point to so many of them, even in television, like Walking Dead and everything. There's so much, like there's almost always a message there. Because it's easy to tell that story and there's so many different things you could do with it. And it's kind of paced to where you need something else. Like the zombies cannot be like the main attraction of protagonists. Like there has to be something either in your face or embedded in the story that is kind of there. Like I get that. And this is a zombie movie ultimately. And it doesn't have that. And well, it attempts to have that and it doesn't do a very good job of it. But it's still like, it's kind of presented in a way to where it doesn't matter. And I say that because it's kind of like, it's not just a zombie movie. Like it's this alien zombie movie. Like it's absolutely ridiculous. The ooze thing and everything else. Like, I feel like they kind of, it was a forethought where it's like, okay, we're not going to be a zombie movie. Yes, they should have done a better job at the commentary because I do feel even though it is ridiculous and it's not really playing by the rules of a zombie movie. You did choose to make a Black Friday movie. You did choose to have all the shit in there about, you know, prices and, you know, the zombies are the shoppers and, you know, all this shit in society. You did choose to have that in there. So you should expound on it and at least cover at least that much. Yeah. I agree with that. And they didn't do a very good job there. But I feel like, you know, the little details of it, kind of in a movie like this aren't really that big of a deal is how I look at it.
I see that standpoint. And if I had liked this movie, if I'd found what they were doing entertaining otherwise, it probably wouldn't have bothered me. But what they did was they made a really standard zombie movie. And I got to be honest with you. I think I've talked about this on the show before. Zombie movies aren't really my favorite. Like mine I'm either. Not. I don't care. There are too many fucking zombie movies. We put zombies in everything. And I've been over that for a long fucking since well before I even started doing Slasher Radio. I was over the whole fucking zombie thing. So to still be sitting here and seeing new zombie fucking movies put out, if you're not going to do something new with it, then don't fucking make it. Because I'm tired of seeing the same fucking movie. And that's what this was. Even though they tried to put like a new spin on it with like the alien thing, at the end of the day, it didn't change the. It's the same fucking zombie movie. We just watched Ravers. It was the same fucking thing as Ravers.
I felt like it was much better than Ravers, though. And again, I understand that's not saying shit at all, but I don't know, man. I thought they did a good job with giving you something to watch, you know. Like, and you mentioned the performances. I thought the performances were pretty good, too. Nobody's winning awards here. I understand, Bruce Campbell included. But it was at least entertaining to where I can sit and watch it, you know, like and like you were saying, zombies movies aren't my thing either. But at least this one was somewhat entertaining enough to be like, all right, you know what? I can kind of sit and watch this. It's dumb. It's ridiculous. There's nonsense everywhere. It's formatted. Borderline horribly. I'll just say badly, you know, like it's kind of all over the place, but that kind of chaos and this kind of movie, I'm not even mad about.
Yeah, I didn't like the performances either though. Honestly, like I thought Bruce Campbell was
bad.
I thought he was fine. I thought Devin Sawa was fine. I thought the girl who was dating him, I thought she was good, but most of the other performances I didn't think were very good. Like they weren't awful. I'm not saying they were like,
right.
But they weren't like, very good.
They kept you invested enough, is what I'm saying.
That's another problem, though. They kind of didn't. I wasn't invested in any of these characters. Like, I didn't feel like I cared about any of the characters in this movie at all. Like, I couldn't relate to any of them. Like, there was no way in to the story for me through any of the characters. It all around, this thing was just a big fail.
I want to throw something in here. Because I have been very negative. I want to talk about the couple things that I did like here. Because there were a couple. I like zombie movies. I'm very much that kind of person where some of my favorite movies of all time have been the good zombie movies. And if I'm just by myself looking for something dumb to turn my brain off, chances are I'll choose one of the bad zombie movies anyway. Like, I'm happy to sit down and just watch a cookie cutter zombie movie most of the time, right? I think they're cool. And this one, formatting wise and story wise and stuff, I think it's kind of bad. But I liked the creature design. Like, the fact that it was an alien kind of zombie meant that they could go really crazy with the zombie design, and they really went for it. I thought the practical effects varied in quality, but some of them were really cool. And I like that the characters also noticed that some of the zombies look different, which was cool. It also had one of my favorite movie shots in it. There's just this one shot that made me laugh out loud, and it was the only laugh that I got in this movie, so I'm really clinging to it. And it's also the one note that I took. There's this one scene where the two characters are arguing. I don't know either of their names, so there's that. It was Devon Sawa and the germophobic guy. They're having that big argument in the back room. And when it first starts, there's this one shot that's like really close up to the two of them. And Bruce Campbell is in the background, and he just slowly like backs away. He just looks like, I shouldn't be here for this. And then just kind of leaves the shot. He doesn't leave the room, because then there's an area, like there's a wide shot of them and he's still there. But he just like slowly backs out of frame. And I thought that was very good. But it's sad when that's the best moment of a movie, right? Like,
yeah, I don't remember that. I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm trying to think.
The effects were good, Rob. Come on.
Sometimes.
They were hit or miss. Like Kat said, they were hit or miss. But
I'm sure they didn't have a huge budget, though, man.
Alien wasn't so good, but the zombies were nice.
This is a movie that I can't find a budget for. That's how low a budget they had. They
achieved so much for that, dude.
And there were some effects that looked really, really good.
Really good.
I will give it that. There were a couple of times where they sort of used the toy store to their advantage, which I kind of liked. Like, at some point they were hiding behind like a big block that they could move around. And I was like, oh, I like that. I wish we'd get more. Oh, we're not going to get any more of that. Okay. We're not going to get anything with the toys. This is, and that was really, I think, one of my biggest hangups was I kept waiting for that big fun scene where they use the toys to fight back. And even when they were in the back room, I was like, well, maybe that's like a storeroom and there's toys back there. And it just never came. And I'm like, why did you put it in a toy store then? It could have been any kind of store, right? It could have been a fucking Walmart or whatever. Like, you know, if you're not going to use the environment, what? I don't understand that.
It was that big of a deal not to use the environment.
I agree with Rob. I expected it to, because it's just another promise that it didn't really deliver on, you know?
Right. Like, when I found out it was, again, at the beginning of this movie, I was in. Bruce Campbell, zombies in the toy store, I'm in. And then I get Bruce Campbell playing a character that I don't really like. His character I thought was very inconsistent throughout the movie. Like, he was the asshole manager. But then sometimes they would do something where they like tried to give him a little bit of a heart, you know, so maybe you'd care about him a little bit. But then he would immediately go back to being the asshole manager. And then they get a little more heart. And they kept kind of going back and forth. You know, instead of like like a more sort of traditional arc for a character where you would start off hating him and then find out that he's actually a good guy.
I have a conspiracy theory about this, because they almost have that arc twice. And I think maybe they had written in two different ways to resolve that arc and couldn't decide which one they liked better. So they tried to do both, because there's an arc where sometimes it feels like he's kind of like the asshole manager who really actually kind of means well. And then sometimes it seems like he's the asshole manager who needs his employees to feel special. And we do get a resolution to both of those concepts. Like, he has the heart to heart where he confesses that he really likes the toy store because he doesn't have a family at home. I feel like that was the resolution to him kind of like needing to bully and control his employees, right? Like, he doesn't want to let them leave, But then we find out, oh, it's because they're a family, you know, like he doesn't have anything to go back to. And then we're supposed to feel sorry for him. And I think that was kind of supposed to be toward the end of his arc initially. And then I think there's also mm-hmm. the thing where he's a really giant asshole manager because he's been beat down since like 19X or whatever, when he started winning, you know, the manager of the year awards. And he's just like really yeah. had it with the customers, because then we also see that meltdown right before he jumps into the vent and stuff. I think they had too many ideas for his character and couldn't decide which way to go. But because we did get to see both, it did feel very inconsistent. Like, it didn't feel like a full yeah. arc. He had too much stuff going on for a 90-minute movie where he's not the main character.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
Also, director, use Bruce Campbell more.
Right, so I got that from Bruce Campbell, which I wasn't pleased about. And then I thought, well, Toy Store, that'll be fun. Maybe I'll get some, you know, I like shit I haven't seen before. Maybe I'll get some shit I haven't seen before. Maybe they kill a zombie with a fucking, you know, model train or something. I don't fucking know. You know, let's see what they got. And it turns out they had exactly as many ideas as I did. Nothing. You know, the only difference is I didn't make a fucking movie.
They also tease the idea. I didn't read any synopsis or anything for this. I went in totally blind. And we've introduced Bruce Campbell and the toy store. Not Bruce Campbell, I guess, but the concept of like the jerk manager. And I saw Bruce Campbell's name in the credits, so I put two together there. But like, we have that kind of setup. We've got the toy store and we've got the alien. You know, we had that hook in the beginning. And then they show like the little teaser from Child's Play, which I thought was going to be a clever parallel to the movie. I thought maybe the alien was going to get into some toys. You know, they hole up in the back room with the warehouse and then the alien is also infecting the toys. And I'm like, oh, they're going to be attacked from two levels. Like, this is going to be great. We didn't get that either. No,
that also would have been good. I would have enjoyed that, but I didn't get that either. I just got people sitting around eating ham out of or fucking turkey out of a package and talking about Thanksgiving or whatever the fuck. I was like, what am I watching? This is not the movie I thought I was getting here. I got to be honest.
And I have one other comment that's going to make Mikey really mad that I want to get out of the way before I forget. This, honestly, this came out in 2021. Yeah. Right?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah. This was a more accurate Five Nights at Freddy's experience than the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, and we got it faster. So
I have no idea what that means.
My ranking
Five Nights at Freddy's movies
is now Willy's Wonderland, and then the Banana Splits, and then Black Friday, and then Five Nights at Freddy's.
I still don't understand how that applies to this movie, but okay.
Like, we don't get the mascots like I thought we were going to, but this also takes place. This is fundamentally a movie about being trapped at your place of work, which is geared toward children, in an environment that can kill you. So I'm putting it on the list. This felt more like playing Five Nights at Freddy's than watching the Five Nights at Freddy's movie did.
It had no animatronics.
And still, like, I feel like it got the basic concept better.
There is hundreds of movies now that are apparently Five Nights at Freddy's as well.
You can call anything a shark movie. I'm going to start calling things Five Nights at Freddy's.
All right.
Except for Five Nights at Freddy's, because it's not really
good. Yeah. All right. I don't know, man. The thing that really sold me was the effects. And honestly, like I said, you could just tell this movie didn't have a ton of money. And whatever money it did have, I'd be interested to know how much that went towards Bruce Campbell, if we're being honest. Yeah. So, yeah, like I thought it was impressive, man. Cause like you said, right, you even have to admit it was, there were points where the effects were really good. Yeah. And there even when effects,
there were some effects that looked great. I mean, there was one of the zombies alien things in the back room that morphed or something on screen. And it looked amazing. Like, it looked really good.
And but there were also points where it didn't do that, you know, like fully understand it. But at the same time, man, like it, some of that shit had no business being anywhere near what it was, you know, and to have that many, it's not even like there was just a couple of effects, to have that many of them land is crazy. And a unique concept too. It's not like they were just making zombies. Like, they kind of did their own thing. And to have that those I don't know, like weird, oozy, puffy looking things, whatever the hell they were, lit up and everything. I thought that was cool, man. Like, that was a really, it's not often you see something like that. And to tie that all, like, that kind of was a good set for the movie for me, where I understood, like, okay, this is kind of what we're getting into here. And, yeah, and like, I was there for it.
It could have been, it had the potential to be a really fun concept. Like alien, hybrid, zombie creature things, whatever. That sounds really cool. But it, watching the movie, it's kind of not. Like, it's just kind of dull.
I don't know. Again, I'm not like it'll show my Portnoy score, like where I'm at with this. Like, it's not like I'm sitting here saying this was a great movie or nothing, but like, I don't understand how it was this bad for you guys. Like, I don't get it, especially with shark movies. Like, you talk about there's no commentary and there's no this and there's no that. And this is dumb and this makes no sense. And I don't understand how you're able to, and I get this, tones are very different in these movies, but there are so many movies, especially in the horror genre, where you have to ignore so much. And it's like, for something like that, like, I don't feel like they were too far off kilter with it. I just don't like it.
But it goes back to what we talk about. Like, if I'm enjoying a movie, then I can ignore all that stuff and I don't have a problem suspending disbelief and ignoring all those things and just enjoying the movie. If I'm bored by it, then, you know, all those things that weren't a problem now become a problem because they've taken my attention because the movie's not holding it.
Yeah.
And it's not quantifiable. You know, what connects with you just doesn't connect with me. And there's nothing you can do with that, right? Like, it's just how it is. And this movie just doesn't connect with me.
Yeah, if I'm bored, I've got more time to nitpick, which I think is kind of something that this movie suffers from a lot.
I was never bored. I think that's, I mean, it had its spots. Don't get me wrong. It's not like it was a fucking, you know, banger from beginning to end or nothing. But like, I wasn't, like, it always had something, you know, like, even if it was ridiculous, it's like, I didn't mind it because I understand, like, I seen giant fucking Uzi puff balls glowing fucking pink, green, blue, and whatever the fuck. Like, I'm like, okay, like, this is the kind of movie this is. And the brain gets shut off and we're going to just sit and enjoy this one. And that's kind of what I did. And I watched this in Discord with a couple of people. I actually almost forgot to fucking watch the movie. And someone was like, what'd you think of that movie? Did you watch it yet? And I said, holy shit. Okay. Guess what we're doing now.
Yeah. Right now.
Right now. And I put it out, everybody enjoyed it.
Well, boy, are they in for a surprise if they listen to the show.
Yeah, Aggie is going to be upset.
I'm complaining about this a lot. There's a really good chance I have the highest point.
It's a bad movie, Aggie. I'm sorry. There's a chance, guys. There's a chance I might have the lowest Portnoy.
What?
There's a chance I might have the lowest Portnoy.
Insane.
Yeah, you can believe that. Because, yeah, this movie sucks.
God damn it. All right. And I also agree to it. Like, I did not take many notes. Like, this is, like, just one of those movies. There's really not a lot to notate. Like, what are you going to just keep doing the same thing over and over, whether good or bad?
Yeah.
You know, because right. It's just that kind of movie. So are you guys ready to get into reviews and stuff and facts or anything else to point out?
I honestly didn't think we were going to talk about it this much until you got me wound up about Shaun of the Dead.
I stand by that, too.
I think sometimes... I can't
wait till Tasha hears this.
Tasha's going to be fucking pissed.
I think sometimes Mikey's like, I think the episode isn't long enough. I'm going to write down some real quick hot takes to bait one of my co-hosts into being mad at me.
Mikey's like, what would Greg say?
No, honestly, like, I was sitting there and, you know, here and there, I can tell they were kind of going for a Shaun of the Dead. And, you know, it's a zombie movie, easy comparison, maybe. But, like, it felt like that's kind of what they were trying for. And I was like, okay, here, there. And I said, you know what, man? Kind of have more fun watching this than fucking Shaun of the Dead, to be honest with you. Wonder how that'll go over.
Okay, so, yeah. I want to preface the official tomato meter by saying that it does not have enough reviews for this to be official.
Okay.
Damn. This is just an average
number
of the, we have 20 reviews.
Okay. I don't know how many it has to have.
I feel like it's 100.
Oh God, that seems like a lot.
Before it's official.
For this movie, I don't think, this movie's never getting to 100, right? There are 100 reviews on this.
Not 100 critic approved.
Right, like critics, right. Yeah.
And I will say, I feel like it doesn't have like 500 normal reviews because it's 100 plus ratings on the fan side as well. Okay. And usually that's like 500 plus. So that's, this was not going to get 100 critic reviews. It got 20 and the consensus is that this has a 65%.
That's not bad.
Based off of the 20 critic reviews that they got. The popcorn meter, which is official, like they have enough of those, is 9%. So
it's not bad for those motherfuckers either. They're usually really bad. It's not bad.
IMDb has this at a 4.7 out of 10.
Wow. All right. That's higher than I expected from IMDb.
And I do have a couple. We're not doing IMDb reviews today. We're doing Letterboxd reviews today.
I prefer it.
So, yeah, I've been checking the last few weeks to see which one has the funnier reviews. And this week, Letterboxd won by a lot. So, that being said, I could not find positive reviews of this. So we're going to throw just a couple more digs into Black Friday here. One star. The worst thing about this is that I bet they're already writing a sequel called Cyber Monday. Capitalism never sleeps. This is my favorite nonsensical review. It requires you to like close your eyes and picture some emojis, okay? Santa Claus emoji, 25%. X emoji, 32%. Avatar the Way of Water, back. SpongeBob SquarePants movie, forward. Blind watched this while cooking.
What the?
Damn.
Yeah, that's the most nonsensical review I've ever seen on Letterboxd. That one had the vibe of an IMDb review.
Yeah, what? I don't even understand what's happening there. What?
Okay, and then this is the most positive one that I found, so I decided to include it. That being said, it's only rated at 2.5 stars. There are a couple stars that are higher ratings that just complained about the movie, but this one feels positive despite the rating. I think being beaten half to death by zombies while trying to protect Bruce Campbell would fix me. So yeah, those are our reviews. That could fix me too. We don't know.
As far as facts go, there weren't a lot about this movie. I could not find a budget. I can tell you that its worldwide gross was $1,581. Sad to report, there is no Danza in this movie.
I'm sorry, what?
The fuck?
No Danza.
What?
This was filmed in a former Babies R Us. The director has stated that the film was based on an unused Power Rangers script from 1994.
That is strange.
I don't know. I'm just telling you, the director has stated that the film was based on an unused Power Rangers script from 1994.
There you go. Okay, that one is a lot to process. That's the most interesting thing about this movie.
The special effects team used cooked spaghetti as the zombie goop, which infects the various characters throughout the film with a combination of white pigment and slime to mask its origin.
Some of those were really gross, like really gross. And that's what you want from effects, man. Like I was grossed out by a couple of them. They did great.
And finally, for the holiday music in the toy store, in order to find a less expensive alternative to paying for actual Christmas music, director Casey Tebow performed royalty-free Christmas songs on a keyboard using Apple's GarageBand.
That makes a lot of sense also about the soundtrack of this movie.
Yeah, so a good way to get around having to pay for expensive songs. That's all I had for trivia. There wasn't a whole lot for this movie.
All right, fair enough. You're going Portnoy this sumbitch. Okay. We also did, by the way, for the listeners, we also did over on Patreon a review. I guess we can call it a review of the Portnoy's pretty much, but we went through and we changed some scores. It was kind of a thing that we've been talking about for a long time. So we finally sat there and did that. So you can go listen to that over on Patreon. And oh boy, Rob, do you want to give your score for, we know you're going to just shit on it. Do you want to get yours out of the way first?
Yeah, I can do that if you guys want me to go first. Without a problem.
Sure.
This movie missed pretty much every mark that it set out to hit. It was boring. It had a lot of potential, but it didn't live up to any of it. I was mostly underwhelmed by the performances in it. The effects looked good here. They were hit or miss, but when they were good, they were really good. I will give it that. They clearly didn't have a lot of money. If I had to compare it to anything, it would probably be a goopy, drippy butt nugget. And I give it a 1.1.
God damn. Okay. 1.1. That's higher than I thought you would give it, though, honestly. Not by much, but it's not that bad.
I mean, it's got Bruce Campbell in it. It's not going to be less than a 1.
All right. This is really difficult. I love effects. I really like, even like art in general, like anyone who could draw or anything, I am mesmerized by that ability. So like effects really draw me into a movie, and the effects were great in here, but I also am fully aware of the issues that it had. And I don't want to get carried away with my score for the effect. I feel like a fair score for this, fair score, is a 4.4.
Okay.
That's about four times too high.
I come on, man. That's a fair score. That's not bad.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair, I think.
It's a little high.
Okay. Kat, what about you?
I have this right now. I've got this at a 3.6.
3.6.
Did we watch the same movie? Huh? Like, what are you guys this talking fair about? Scores.
Here's the thing, is that I, having watched it, this felt kind of like a nothing to me. Like, I didn't hate it, but I was kind of bored. It does lose points in a couple big places, and the only place that it really gets them back is special effects. So it's a little bit worse than nothing, you know? I don't know.
You guys need to look at your Raver scores, because you should not have given this movie anything different than you gave Ravers.
That's the thing, is I had to give it significantly higher than if you asked me which of these if you're like, you have to watch one of these two movies, it would not be a contest, and I would choose Black Friday every single time.
Well, I don't know.
Like, I feel confidently that this one was better. There were a lot of comparisons to be made, but Bruce Campbell gets points over Ravers.
That's true.
I honestly think that the zombies were a lot better in this than in Ravers.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's a fair score, I feel.
I feel like you guys are both too high on this movie, but all right.
That's fucked up. I can't believe 1.1. That's wild. All right. Well, this one averages.
You said it was better than you thought it was going to be. I mean, come on.
Not saying much, man.
Giving it the benefit of the doubt.
Averages out to a 3.0, which is not a 7.5 to give it / radio approval.
Yeah, there was no way I was going to let that happen.
If me and Kat both gave it 10s. It still
be out of luck.
Wouldn't have made it. It would have been a 7. We both did it.
What if we had? What if we had just teamed up before this episode and been like, listen, I don't know how you felt about this, but it's going to really irritate Rob if we give it perfect scores across the board.
The thing is, I think the reason that it really bothers me so much is that I really wanted to like this movie going in, like on paper. Having read the description, because I didn't look it up or watch any trailers, but you know, you go to find the movie and you see the description right there. And I read it and I was like, this sounds like it's going to be great. And so I was real excited to watch the movie, and it sucked, you know? And it's just like, how many times in my life do I have to go through this? You know, like where a movie that I think is going to be good sucks. Like, I'm so tired of that shit.
I do think that's the thing. And I wondered if it impacted my score at all. You know, because if this had been not a zombie movie with Bruce Campbell, like if this had just been a generic movie, it's like I feel like it could have gotten a 5 just by not being offensive in any way, you know, like just by passing time, I feel like it could have gotten higher. But my hopes for this got raised when I saw Bruce Campbell's name.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like they had so much potential and didn't really live up to any of it. So.
All right. Fair enough. Patreon.com/radio tiers starting as low as $3 a month. You can get in on Patreon picks like this, where the patrons pick a movie. We have no say so in the matter. There is a holiday contest, quote unquote, coming up where every year we pick a holiday movie, the patrons pick a holiday movie, and we let the Portnoys decide the winner. And we're usually on the losing end of that. So if you're like down on your luck, maybe you haven't been betting great in football and all this stuff, need a quick win, sign up for the Patreon. Get in on that holiday pick.
Yep. It's the Christmas, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
2024.
Can't say that. I got to note it again, you son of a bitch.
Well, like a jingle bell sound effect every time I say it. That'll be fun.
It's pretty funny. Okay. You're giving me so much more work. Patreon.com/radio. I said that already. Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter @radio. Also Blue Sky. Give us a follow on there if you have not already. Those are free ways to support the show, just interacting with content and all that stuff. And I'm at Mike, he's dead on Twitter. And I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I think that's it. Yeah. Rob, what about you?
Also on Twitter @RadioRob123. Same handle on Blue Sky, and you can listen to the other show that I do with Kat, the Nick Fucking Woo Cage Cast. That is Nick F. and Woo. CageCast and your podcast players. And we just released our episode on the Croods. And coming up, we will be putting out an episode with a special guest. Our friend Amber is going to be on.
Wow.
We will be talking about the frozen ground.
Nice. Very nice. Kat, what about you?
You can find me on Instagram or Blue Sky at Catvoleur, CatVoleur. You can check out my website, Catvoleur.com. I've got books for sale tomorrow, I believe, because this should come out next Thursday.
Correct.
Podcasting time is weird. But yes, tomorrow I will be doing a charity live stream on YouTube somewhere.
Nice.
So good luck.
Yeah, find me also over there disrupting Cat's charity live stream. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really hope to be free for that because me and Rob do have fun doing that to you, Cat. It is a good time.
It's always fun.
What channel is that going to be on, Cat?
It is the Scream charity stream, and okay. I don't have any more details than that, but I will try to announce them
and everything else
on Twitter and everything else when I do have those details.
All right. Nice. We've built up quite a reputation on several different YouTube channels just following Cat around.
just coming in and
like, oh, these two assholes, here they go, you're looking tag team this poor girl.
But this time it'll be for charity.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll be back next week. Good night from Slash Radio. Holy shit, I don't mean to that movie for no reason. That movie didn't do nothing to nobody.
No, it didn't do nothing.
It did something to Rob.
It did nothing. That was the problem. My God, that thing was so boring.
All the best with Slasher Radio Podcast.